In Beijing, a visiting Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Saudi Arabia is the world's biggest exporter of oil, and China is the biggest importer, so it was no surprise that the focus of cooperation announced during bin Salman's stay was a $10 billion joint venture to build a petrochemical complex in the northern city of Panjin. Observers believe bin Salman's tour of Asia is part of his attempts to seek alternative foreign partnerships and to burnish his battered image after worldwide outcry over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi last autumn. China is happy to deepen ties and also eager to cooperate with bin Salman's Saudi Vision 2030 economic plan, which aims to diversify his country away from dependence on oil.
The plan fits in with China's Belt and Road Initiative. Bin Salman is carrying out ambitious restructuring to a degree that amounts to industrialization of his country. China can help in many aspects, from infrastructure building to cooperation in high tech.
On the Saudi side, experts say bin Salman may be trying to use his relationship with China to further regional ambitions at home.
Since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew America from the Iranian nuclear deal last year, buyers of Iranian oil have faced demands from the U.S. that they reduce and ultimately cease such imports. This pressure has been coordinated with offers from U.S. ally Saudi Arabia to make up for any shortfall by selling more oil to buyers that comply.
At the Chinese Foreign Ministry, spokesman Geng Shuang rejected the idea that China might go along with this.
First, China has normal energy cooperation with both Saudi Arabia and Iran. Second, China has consistently opposed unilateral sanctions and long-arm jurisdiction. Third, China will, based on its own needs for development, independently decide its direction and scale for energy cooperation with foreign countries.
Analysts agree China wants to diversify its energy supplies. To stop buying from one big supplier to focus on another would therefore be unwise, especially when that supplier is a key U.S. ally. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.